Ready to pop the question? Let your love sparkle with Blue Nile. Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. Their easy online tools will let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's Bench Jewelers will then handcraft her one-of-a-kind engagement ring, the perfect ring to celebrate your love. Right now, go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more with guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Academy Sports and Outdoors has the gifts to make this your most fun Christmas ever. For your favorite brands and gear, download our app, shop online, or go to your local Academy store. See Academy.com for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Happy Monday night to you. I'm going to try my best to get you closer to Tuesday. Well, Tuesday morning, I should say. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm thrilled to be here with you, people listening all over North America. We got listeners in Alaska. We got listeners in Miami, San Diego, Portland, both of them. Listeners in Chicago, New York. I'm going to be in New York soon. Shout outs to all my friends at the University of Rochester. I'll be all the way up in New York. My friends in Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Kansas City. Oh, thank you so much to Orlando Brown Jr. for joining us last hour. This man just played a football game on Sunday night, and he didn't find it robbery to come here and join us on CBS Sports Radio. A good dude, doing some amazing things, trying to help promote healthy health screenings. It's a lot of healths, bad English by me. And good for him. And he protects Patrick Mahomes. Double good on him. It's a hell of a job. Man runs all over the place. He's left, he's right, he's throwing passes behind his back, he's flicking no-look passes. Wild situation trying to protect that guy. Shout-outs to Orlando. If you missed the interview, it's real simple. You can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everyone listening on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everyone listening on a smart speaker. You want to talk to me? It's simple. We got a phone number. We got multiple lines. We got a lot of them. Not as many listeners as though, but we got a lot of lines. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can contact me. I'm on social media. That's at JR Sport Brief. It's been a busy Monday. I would say the biggest news that we got down the pipe earlier today was the firing of Frank Reich, head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, in the hiring of Jeff Saturday, who has no head coaching experience. He's basically been brought in to be a glorified babysitter, and even head coach, or excuse me, even the owner, Jim Irsay, he has no idea what's going on. He said, starting off, this is a tough time for the Colts.
It's a very difficult and tough day because I told Frank, you know, I was hoping Chris and him and I, you know, we were going to grab that Lombardi trophy together someday and have that thing and celebrate. But this is, you know, this league is tough and things change.
Yeah, things change. People change. Folks get fired. Owners hire who they want to hire. And so we'll talk more about Jeff Saturday and what are the expectations for the Colts now? Nothing. To still suck. That's the expectations. We'll actually hear from Jeff Saturday as well. He spoke in that press conference. This evening, we just had a football game in. Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Saints down in the Big Easy. The final score, 27-13. No big shock, no big surprise to anyone. Baltimore now improves their record to 6-3. New Orleans, they fall to 3-6. And Lamar Jackson continues to be amazing. He rushes for 82 yards. He throws for 133 yards. Also throws a touchdown. Kenyon Drake chips in 93 yards on the ground in addition to two touchdowns. And the Saints can't muster anything. 48 yards rushing by the New Orleans Saints. Alvin Kamara, 9 carries for 30 yards. Andy Dalton still starting here for the New Orleans Saints, 210 yards. He was sacked 4 times, threw a no-nothing touchdown. Justin Houston even walked away with an interception on a tip pass. And this game was not competitive. A matter of fact, if you want to hear how the game started, let's go ahead and take a listen. The first score of the game, we know Mark Andrews playing busted up or has been busted up with that shoulder. And Lamar Jackson, he found the next tight end to step up. His name, Isaiah Likely. This was a 24-yard touchdown pass to get things started in the first.
Jackson will keep it. Sweeps to the right, looking to throw. Now he lobs inside the 10. He's got a man open. Touchdown, Ravens! Isaiah Likely slipped behind the secondary, and the Ravens strike first in New Orleans.
Obviously, the Ravens radio network. So that's a 7-0 score, right? And what the hell happened next in the second quarter? I told you about Kenyon Drake and his 92 yards rushing, or 93 yards. I don't want to shortchange the guy. This was his first touchdown in the second quarter.
Jackson takes the snap. He'll give it to Drake, who walks in for the touchdown. Kenyon Drake untouched as the Ravens get their second touchdown of the opening half.
Too easy. Let's just fast forward a little bit here, okay? Let's get to the end of the game because it was an ass whooping. How about Kenyon Drake in the fourth quarter? Another rushing touchdown.
First and goal, Ravens at the Saints 4. Drake in the backfield. Jackson will hand it to Drake. He's got a crease. He's to the 1. He's to the goal line. Touchdown, Ravens! Kenyon Drake. And with 6:55 left to play, the Hayes in the barn.
Yeah, we can ignore the touchdown by New Orleans. It's useless. The final score was 27-13. At no point in this game did New Orleans look like a threat, and the Ravens did and won in typical fashion with a ridiculous running game in defense. Overall, Baltimore as a squad, they rushed for 188 yards to 48 by New Orleans. Kenyon Drake with his 2 rushing TDs. At the same time, the defense stepped up. You want to know what helped set up that final rushing score by Kenyon Drake? Someone who's about to be 34 years old, still playing at a ridiculously high level in the NFL right now. My friends with the Colts know who he is. My friends in Kansas City know who he is. It's Justin Houston. Today, 2.5 sacks. He also walked away with an interception that helped set up that Kenyon Drake rush. And this is what that sounded like.
Ravens will rush forward. Dalton the throw on first down. Pass is deflected and intercepted. Picked off at the 20-yard line. Justin Houston snatches the ball out of the air. And the Ravens defense is coming through big tonight in New Orleans.
Yeah. How about this? The Ravens actually held on to a lead at the end of a game. It's crazy to think, and so what? It happens. There's no woulda, coulda, shoulda. But the Ravens' 3 losses, they just choked these games away. I still can't get over allowing Tua Tagovailoa to just light you up in a fourth quarter like it's a video game. I can't get over that, but I will eventually. And so Justin Houston is just still playing out of his mind. And after the game, he explained, he's like, yo, I almost retired. Listen to this.
I was actually thinking about retiring. And me and my wife took a vacation. And I turned my phone off and we was there for like 3 or 4 days. And I just prayed and I just prayed and I prayed. And I heard God, literally heard God say, give me all of you and I will give you your desires. And I told my wife, I said, listen, I'm going to be all in this season. And the things that's happening on the field, like, I can't even explain. I don't even know what I'm doing some of these times. Until, like, I come out the field and God's like, you just did this, you just did that. And so I just think it's amazing how God's working through me right now.
Well, he's had an amazing career. I think I can tell you how he's able to go out there and do these things. I guess he's eating good. He's taking care of himself. It doesn't hurt that he's about 6'4", 6'3", 270 pounds. This man now has what, I think eight? Did he move up to eight and a half sacks this year? Good for him. The Baltimore Ravens doing it the old school way. Defense, controlling the ball on the ground. And the Ravens now have, what is this, I think, 180? That makes no sense. They have eight straight games now with 150 yards rushing. That's eight straight games with 150 yards rushing. And Lamar Jackson, he spoke after the game, and he's like, listen, the credit isn't just all mine. It's not to Kenyon Drake. It's to the offensive line.
Offensive line, they was wonderful. You know, I don't think they had a sack. They were trying to get a sack, you know, when I was scrambling on the sideline. They were trying to get one, but I couldn't let that happen to my guys. That's baloney right there. That's baloney, total baloney right there. They shouldn't have that. You know, our offensive line did a great job. Clean pocket, you know. We got to keep that going.
Yeah, and the Baltimore Ravens, man, they're going to keep it going. There should be no reason that they don't end up at the end of the season at the top of the AFC North. I think that's a foregone conclusion at this point in time. And their next game, they're going to take on the Carolina Panthers. And then after that, the Ravens got the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then they got the Denver Broncos. They got the Steelers. They're going to be at the Browns at that point, a couple of days, about a week before Christmas. That will be the Deshaun Watson game. They're going to take on the Falcons. They have the Steelers again. And they conclude the year in Cincinnati. Every one of these games should basically be a warm-up for the Baltimore Ravens. And good for them. Winners. For the loser side, this sucks for Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton now has a primetime record. In primetime games, Andy Dalton is 6-20. Loserville, USA. I know Jameis Winston is carrying the clipboard on the side saying, man, at least I can lose in style. I don't have to send Andy Dalton out there. And so, unfortunately for the New Orleans Saints, they're on a highway to nowhere. Where are they going this season? Nowhere. Jameis Winston was supposed to be that hope. He ain't it. He went down with the injury. Now Andy Dalton is out there. None of these guys are the long-term answer or solution. And Dennis Allen is standing around trying to figure it all out. Sean Payton is not a dumb human being. He was like, man, I'm exiting stage left. Sean Payton is sitting around doing television. Hey, Chef, what? Sean Payton, what is he? NBC, Fox? I can't keep up. Where is he at right now?
I should. You know what? I think he's Fox because Jason Garrett's NBC.
Yeah, every time I see Jason Garrett on the television, I see him for like 5 seconds before Sunday Night Football. And I say, how the hell am I supposed to take this guy serious? I do. Jason Garrett comes on the TV and he's telling everybody what they should do, what they shouldn't do. And I go, man, you sucked when you were the coach. You're sitting here on television giving us advice. At least in the case of Sean Payton, I can listen to him and say, oh, well, he actually had some success.
Jared, I got to tell you, though, man, like, I understand it's a lot of people do perceive the Saints right now being doom and gloom, but they were 5-2 with Jameis before he went out last season.
That was last year.
And this was obviously removed from Drew Brees. He had retired by that point. And so if you're Sean Payton, I don't know if he necessarily should have walked away. What we do know for sure is Sean Payton's stock has obviously elevated. And not that it needed to, but it certainly has done that. And I don't know if Dennis Allen is that bad or Sean Payton's that good, maybe somewhere in between, but this was the worst hire in the offseason to me, honestly.
It was somewhere in between. I don't want to call it the worst hire. I mean, they hired from within. They could have gone outside and brought in one of these quote-unquote quarterback gurus. But I think when you look at the team, yeah, Jameis was great last year. That was with Sean Payton. And would things have been different this go-round if he had a quarterback as his coach as opposed to a defensive type guy or defensive coordinator? Maybe. Maybe. But it's the odds are going to be stacked against them anyway. Anytime you move away from a Hall of Fame QB, you're going to suffer. It's just this how it is. It's very rare that you go like Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck, or you go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, who's now suffering. I mean, even today, the Indianapolis Colts are learning it the hard way, which makes it absolutely hilarious to me when Jim Irsay is sitting around telling everybody, well, we've been good for 20 years. It's like, bruh, you went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck, and then Andrew Luck said, man, my ribs hurt. Like, it hurts when I use the bathroom. I'm done with this crap. A matter of fact, this is what Jim Irsay had to say about the past 20, 22 years of the Colts.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Bruh, who cares? Was he a mathematician? Hey, Shep, I heard the simplest math equation. I guess this is a math equation a couple of weeks ago. It went viral. Did you see it on Twitter?
No.
It's a guy standing in front of a board, and I cannot repeat what he said on the air.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
If you I will use the word screw around, right?
Got it.
That wasn't the word he used.
Yeah.
But it was screw around. The more that you screw around, the more that you will find out is pretty much the clearest way I could say that. And I don't know, Jim Irsay sounds or feels like a scholar when he says something like that, but you might as well just come out your mouth and say, yeah, we were great with Peyton Manning, and we were good with Andrew Luck, but now we suck because we don't have a quarterback. Like, let's not look at the past 15, 17 years and think that, oh, yeah, we're doing a great job here. What are you doing now? Here, let's play that one more time. It's hilarious.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
He reminds me of Nick Sirianni when he got his job with the Eagles. And everybody tries to explain themselves so much. Here, let's listen to Nick Sirianni.
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team, that we have a smart football team here. And I know we have the people in place to do that. But the first part of that, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do. We're gonna have systems in place that are easier to learn. All right, complicated to the defense or offense that they're going against or the special teams group they're going against, but easy for us to learn. Because when we can put that, when we can learn our system and we can get good at our system, then our talent can take over.
At least the guy's winning. His talent is taking over. Now listen to the Colts owner today.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Here's a simple math equation for today. The Colts suck. That's it. They suck today. And now that they added Jeff Saturday, they're still going to suck until they figure out who's going to play quarterback. And that's not going to happen this season. There's not another retired quarterback that they could bring in. It's not Matt Ryan. It's not Phillip Rivers. It's not busted up Carson Wentz. I don't know who they can pull off the scrap heap next. Where's Flacco? He's on the bench with the Jets. Hey, let him get a shot next year.
JR, I got to tell you something. You know, you talk about, you know, great franchises, the Packers with Rodgers and Favre, and to me, it has been one of the biggest, glaringly obvious disappointments in I would say all pro sports in the last 25 years. That they have only managed to have two Super Bowl wins. That's it. The Colts, JR, with Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck, have won just one Super Bowl, and they had the biggest breaking the world in terms of getting Luck for their future with Peyton Manning with the neck surgeries and being out for a season. And Andrew Luck was the most can't-miss prospect we've had in the last 10 years. So that was an obvious pick. They got one Super Bowl to show for it. And then they hire a coach, JR. He won 22% of his NFL head coaching games. 22%, and they hire him. You got Eric Bieniemy. You got Leftwich sitting out there. They go with Dennis Allen. He is an underachieving, abysmal owner of an NFL franchise. That's what Jim Irsay is. And JR, we're not even getting into the off-the-field stuff.
You got me confused as hell. You talking about the Saints or the Colts? Who are you talking about?
Oh, no, I see. What I'm saying is, like, these the
You're combining both of them? What
yeah,
are we
the ownership for both franchises is horrendous. I mean, at least the Saints got one with Drew Brees, and that team should not have beaten that year the Indianapolis Colts. But they did back in 2010, 2009 NFL season. But you get what I'm saying? Like, the ownership for both of these franchises has been a disgrace. Jim Irsay takes the cake.
Well, I mean, in the Saints' case, I mean, the Bensons are old as hell, man. Mr. Benson gone, but there's two different scenarios and situations here.
Right, but they're both trash. Let's be real. The ownership for both of these NFL franchises are trash. I'm not saying there's not good
You can't put the Benson. The Bensons are going through a whole family situation and who owns it and a daughter here. And they are basically a team in transition.
Okay, that's a nice way of putting it. You hire an 8-28 head coach. You know, Jack Del Rio gets that team 2 years later. He looks like Vince Lombardi.
The Saints owner's not here.
I understand that, but
they're trying to figure out who's going to own the team.
And by the way,
for clarification,
I know Jack Del Rio didn't coach the Saints. I'm talking about the Raiders in 2015 or 16, I believe, when he took a 12-14 with Derek Carr, by the way, who can't win a game now all of a sudden with Josh McDaniels. What I'm saying is Dennis Allen was so bad that Jack Del Rio looked like Vince Lombardi coaching them compared to Dennis Allen.
Yeah, sure, but I cannot put them in the same category. It's Mr. Irsay here. He has lucked out, and he's now looking at the past 20 years of success, where if I have to look at the past 5 years, what have you done to say, oh, man, I got things on the right track? He sat at his press conference today and told everybody, well, I've been looking at football for, 40, 50 years I've been involved with this. Okay, well, do something now, bruh. It's not your daddy time. This is your time. And over the past 20 years, we've been looking at one of the greatest QBs of all time. And sure, I don't want to say you got lucky with him, but what are you going to do now that you don't have him? We've seen you suck. Hey, if you got to rely on, well, I'm confident with what I've done over the past, 20 years, well, we don't live in that world now, do we? I think the NFL is one of the leagues where everybody knows and understands. It's what have you done for me lately? And I'm sorry, Mr. Irsay. What you have done recently is nothing. It suck. Your team has gone through 5 quarterbacks since Andrew Luck decided to quit. And why did he decide to quit? Because he wasn't protected. He's getting a crap beat out of him. And he's smart enough and highly educated enough, he knew to walk the hell away. Let's see when the Saints get their hands on their next QB. And Jeff Saturday, oh man, the rest of his season is going to suck too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of a midnight shift, it's just been dark all day, every night for the Los Angeles Lakers. They just lost another game. 139-116. The Los Angeles Lakers, they fall to 2-8 on the season. LeBron James did not play tonight, out with a foot injury. On the course of the season so far, he's been averaging about 25-8-6. And I don't even know what to say. 2-8? Anthony Davis hasn't even, quote-unquote, hit the deck yet. He's still got Russell Westbrook coming off of the bench, and he was serviceable tonight. 22 points, 8 of 14, 2 of 3 from downtown. Anthony Davis had 29 points, Nunn had 18. And the Jazz, the Utah Jazz, this is a team that was supposed to be out here tanking. Donovan Mitchell gone. Rudy Gobert gone. Let this sink in for a minute. Danny Ainge's Utah Jazz have a 9-3 record. And the Los Angeles Lakers have a record of 2-8. And the Lakers, and this sucks to say, but it's probably closer to reality, none of their stars, primarily LeBron or Anthony Davis, I won't include Russell Westbrook because he's actually durable, none of their stars have been, like, totally knocked out due to injury yet. We haven't got that Anthony Davis is out with a swollen pinky and LeBron hasn't pulled the groin. Out of all the stories that we have in the NBA, we know there's that one out on the East Coast with the Brooklyn Nets and that Kyrie Irving guy. That's one story. And then the other story is LeBron 2-8? What, is Dennis Schroeder supposed to come back and help save him? This is pitiful. I didn't even think it'd be this bad. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy night. The NBA, all 30 teams in action, 15 games total, all the games scattered. The NBA is going to take a night off tomorrow for Election Day, trying to encourage voting all across the board. Good luck. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we just talked about Jim Irsay and what the hell is he doing. I want to dive a little bit deeper into this this Jeff Saturday situation with him getting the job and having no experience. What is the expectation? Is it a good move for Jeff Saturday to get this job? And does it even matter? You know, the Colts aren't going anywhere. We'll talk more Monday Night Football. We'll talk to you. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Monday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens, they handle business down in New Orleans, and they beat the Saints, the final score, 27-13. The Ravens, they improve their record to 6-3. Unfortunately for the New Orleans Saints, their record falls to 3-6. And since the season continues to march on. And over the course of tonight's show, we've talked about a lot of owners and teams making decisions now that we're kind of at the halfway point. Indianapolis Colts moving on from Frank Reich, offensive coordinator for the Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl a couple of seasons ago, or it seems like it's yesterday, but it wasn't. We also, and this is funny, I saw a story today, and this is a totally different sport. I saw that the Brooklyn Nets owner Josiah is being encouraged not to hire Ime Udoka. It's just, it's funny. We always talk about the coaches are the first to go. Last week, Steve Nash got the boot. Frank Wright got the boot today for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, what is he supposed to do? Coach Phil Rivers for the next 5 years? Phil Rivers is at home retiring, enjoying retirement. Matt Ryan might as well be retired. Carson Wentz might as well be retired. You got Ellinger out there. What are they supposed to do with him? And they hire Jeff Saturday, who's basically going to, quote unquote, fall on the sword. It's his job to tank the rest of the season so the Colts can hopefully come out with a quarterback for next year. And having said that, owner Jim Irsay, he's confident that things will turn around. He also had an interesting quote that he knows how to build a football team, and he compared it to making sausage. Listen to this.
To me, I know people can, you know, look out and see it and ask that question, but, that doesn't surprise me. I understand. Look, I don't know how to make sausage. I don't know what goes into sausage, but I do know how to build a football team.
What? Well, that was a real roundabout way of saying that. He couldn't just say, hey, I know how to build a team. Like, what are we doing here? He got to compare it to making sausage, isn't it?
I don't know how to make sausage.
What do you do? You got to chop up a bunch of meat and, like, ground it and squeeze it into some skin. Isn't that how that works?
I don't know what goes into sausage.
Depends on what, is it beef, is it chicken, is it turkey? They make all types of sausage. That chicken sausage, pork, obviously. Well, you have Jim Irsay, master, or no, he's not a master of sausage anyway.
But I do know how to build a football team.
Not sausage, though, okay. 855-212-4CBS, that's 855-212-4CBS. Lewis is calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lou?
How's it going, JR? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing damn good.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call. My buddy's a really big Seahawks fan, and I was ragging on him before the season. But after picking up another win yesterday, Geno Smith, do you think he's like a top five MVP candidate at this point in the season?
Oh, man. I haven't... That's difficult. He's been playing like it. He's been playing like one. Yes. Do I think he's going to walk away with an MVP award? No. But what he's done this year is play a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. He's undoubtedly one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And his turnaround is something that certainly deserves a pat on the back. It deserves a lot of attention. The Seahawks are right now the best team in the NFC West. The 49ers might have more talent. I expect them to go on a run as we continue on with the season. But Geno Smith, if he can continue this, if they can get into the playoffs, especially whether it's winning the NFC West or a wild card, Geno Smith needs to win comeback player of the year or whatever the hell they call it, because he's been playing out of his mind. They're on a 4-game winning streak right now.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's just kind of strange because, you know, before the season, you're making like you're asking whether or not Drew Lock should start. There's all this indecision about the team, and then out of nowhere, they're winning games, and he's the reason they're winning games. So, just one of the crazier stories from this already crazy season.
No, well, I guess it's like, and thank you, Lou, for calling from Boston. I assume it's like maturity of anything else in life. Some people, they're going to take advantage and learn earlier. You're going to have your Mahomes of the world, and then you'll have folks like Geno Smith. It's not like he was ever, you know, void of talent. I can look back to his time at West Virginia, and he looked like he was going to be a damn good QB. And right now, He's playing like a damn good QB. He's one of the best in the game right now. 15 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. He's completing approximately 73% of his passes. This is spectacular. And the thing is, if you watch Geno Smith early in his career with the New York Jets, he wasn't completing 73% of nothing. It felt like he was completing 100% of his passes to the other team. It was uncomfortable to watch. Listen, this was Geno's first year with the Jets. 12 touchdowns, 21 INTs. His second season with the Jets, 13 touchdowns, 13 INTs. What a total flip-flop. 855-212-4CBS. LaRob is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, LaRob?
Yo, what's up? I hope you remember this voice because I'm not actually LaRob from Houston. I'm actually Andrew from New Orleans. And
Huh?
We're talking about Geno.
Whoa, hold on.
No. Since we're talking about...
Oh, shut up.
So, LaRob, you lie to get on the air and then won't even let JR...
No, hold on, wow. Shep. Who is he? What?
That's Andrew. Well, we now know Andrew from New Orleans, and if it's okay with you, he should just be banned from the show.
Who is he? What did he want?
Okay, so this is an individual that called under the guise of a name from a different location, lied about that, to then hammer and reinforce his point. I'm connecting the dots as he said that you've been wrong about Geno Smith. That's where he was going with that.
Oh, so he couldn't call me and tell me that?
Exactly. Remember the caller you had about like a few months ago and he brought up Geno Smith a bunch of times?
Did he say that Geno was like the greatest ever?
Yes, now we know that's Andrew from New Orleans. We have the number. He shouldn't have given himself away like that.
Well, tell his dumb ass to call back.
Okay, he's free to call back, but don't call back as a false identity and say you're Muslim.
What, does he have problems? He said he called and said he was Muslim.
I said LaRob. I said very cool name. He goes, yeah, man, it's Muslim.
Oh my God! Hey, what's his name? What's his real name?
Andrew from New Orleans.
Hey, Andrew from New Orleans, you're a loser. Like it's true. Like you're a loser. Congratulations, you're the first person. Now, look, I have probably called maybe 3 people. I've been here. This is my 3rd year here, Shep, I think.
You're almost on year 4 now.
What? Starting? No, but this is. No, that's not true.
No, it's almost 3 full years.
Yes,
you're
correct.
Almost starting year 4 now.
Correct. This is almost 3 full years that I've been here.
Correct.
And I've maybe had to call, I don't know, 4 people an idiot over the course of 3 full years. You're the first person, Andrew, from New Orleans, that I'm calling a loser. Because you're calling here. It's pretty sad. Like, it's sad. If you want to call me and say, hey, this is Andrew, and you want to say, hey, JR, you're wrong about Geno or you were wrong about, then do it. I ain't got no problem with you. You got to learn how to talk to somebody. I wouldn't have hung up on you there if you didn't go, hey, I'm calling as someone. What are you, a weirdo? What's wrong with you? What a loser. You got to call us and say that you're Muslim? What a loser, man. Get a life. Yeah, Shep. Well, I can't. He might hear me. He probably does. Hey, loser, call back.
So for the record, are we allowing Andrew or LaRob through and moving forward?
Whoever the hell he thinks he is. Okay. So, yeah, let him call back. If he calls up, try to get him through. Yes.
All right. Deal.
855-212-4CBS. He's going to call back, right? Maybe he is, maybe he won't. And I'm going to tell him he's a loser, and he's going to yell and shout things at me, and then he's going to hang up. That's my prediction.
I don't think he's got the guts to call back, I'll be honest with you.
Why, because I called him a loser?
Yeah, because though he knows you're going to embarrass him on your platform, and the reality is if you had guts in the first place, you're not calling as a false identity, making up that you're a religion that you don't even follow.
Hey, I'm what's your name? I'm LaRob from Houston.
Right.
To call me about Geno Smith. You don't have anything better to do with your life?
And he's talking about Lakers struggles.
You think
he's
Geno's...
talking about the Lakers. That's what he's... Yeah.
Here's some facts for everybody. There was not a damn thing for anyone to stand on prior to this season when it comes to Geno Smith being a good QB? All right? Nothing. He's been a great quarterback, and it's been a beautiful thing to see. I like seeing people who can, you know, up their game. I love it. In any capacity, I appreciate it. I don't care if your name is Giannis Antetokounmpo and you become an MVP. I don't care if you're Jalen Hurts and you go from being selected number 53 to being a legitimate MVP candidate, or even someone like Geno Smith, who went from 21 INTs his first season, 13 his second, to right now, this minute, being one of the best QBs in the game. Listen, I wasn't born yesterday. I also don't think I'm the smartest person in the room. I also know I'm not the dumbest. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I'm going to call it how I see it. I'm going to go by facts. I'm not going to go by emotions. I'm just going to call it straight. Geno Smith, throughout the course of his career, has been a disappointment. Right now, he is balling out of his damn mind. What am I supposed to do? Sit here and go, oh no, Geno bad, Geno good, Geno not good. And if you're going to call me up, which you didn't tell me months ago, you didn't give me reasons why Geno was the greatest, because he wasn't. There's someone who calls me and tells me that Jameis is the best thing. What a loser. LaRob from Houston. Making up names and saying that you're Muslim. What a loser. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We don't have losers here. Unless it's that guy who just called up. When we come back, we're going to talk about Monday Night Football. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We'll talk about Jeff Saturday. We'll talk about the Colts, speaking of losers. We'll talk about the Lakers, speaking of losers. And that'll be the extent of it. You want to holler at me? I'm at JR Sport Brief on all social media platforms. And then also, this is interesting. There are a couple of people who want to buy the Commanders. And it's an interesting combination of folks. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. My name really is JR, here on CBS Sports Radio.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
Ready to pop the question? Let your love sparkle with Blue Nile. Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. Their easy online tools will let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's Bench Jewelers will then handcraft her one-of-a-kind engagement ring, the perfect ring to celebrate your love. Right now, go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more with guaranteed free shipping and returns.